This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You want to hear something weird?
Oh, okay.
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, hold on. Let me just say this. Maren Morris, we just heard, she's in Playboy. Playboy, which isn't even a thing anymore. She did some PG-13 style photos. Here's her covering her boobs. I figured you'd be into it.
You bet.
Playing the Maren Morris song.
I'm surprised.
I want to mention it. Let's see. Her husband tweeted, "Oh man, get on me."
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Way to support her.
Sure.
You hate to hear him get weird and jealous.
Right.
You know what? I always thought if you could put 10 feet in a lineup, and I would be able to pick yours out.
Uh-huh.
I've seen your feet. I know what they look like. In fact, same with your hands. I'd always be able to go. The photo you just posted, I'm like, oh my God, you have rank feet. I had no idea.
Yeah, those aren't my feet.
They are. They're on your feet.
No, I just edited it and said those are not my feet.
You posted something?
She posted a picture of her feet and
Instagram?
Her hand and feet.
Those are not my hands and feet.
Not only could I not pick out your hands and feet because I don't recognize them there, but man, I
because they're not mine.
They're rank.
No, they're not mine. I thought
are
it was funny.
Those warts on your foot?
I don't know because it's not my feet.
It, oh
my God!
Feet, you know?
Why would you post someone's?
I put
not
these
on
because
feet.
They have finger toes. Their toes are so long. But the reason that I posted it is because
you're gross.
No, because of the Johnny Mosley podcast. We're doing a giveaway of Chaco sandals,
right?
And I'm encouraging people to enter the contest. And you're supposed to post a picture of your feet. Your feet in need of Chaco sandals.
So clearly she needs them, Ben?
So this person needs... no, it's not my feet! That's not my foot and my hand.
You can't just turn around and like retract what you say.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this.
Those are long toes you have.
They're not my toes!
Let me just give you a little tip. I'm not even good at posting on Instagram. But if you post... feet.
I wrote right underneath
it's
it.
Assumed,
these
it doesn't
are
matter.
Not my
it's assumed
feet in need.
That those are your feet.
Oh my God, they're not mine.
Why would someone like?
They're not mine. Please,
if I went
whose
to,
are they then?
Why are you so red, Sarah?
Whose are they?
There's some random. I typed in "ugly feet" into Google and touched images, and that's what and that popped up. And I was like, oh,
Sarah.
Those are great.
Oh,
they're not my feet. But please,
on your Instagram.
Please follow me at Clarky Clark on Instagram, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K. And then you can enter this contest and you can win yourself a nice pair of Chaco sandals from Peter Glenn Sports.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you. Shame.
When I opened up Instagram, Hot Ass Danielle popped up.
Oh, yeah. She's got a couple
yoga
posts.
Mafia, Big Sir Playground.
Yeah. Dang, I think it's her 20th anniversary.
So hot.
I know. She's so hot. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I just love looking at her.
Me too.
Yeah, I bet she
I love
good
talking
feet.
To her too.
She wouldn't post
really
some rank feet and assume people would know they're not.
I wrote underneath, "These are not my feet." I wrote that. It's right there in
Why
the caption.
Why don't you just post your own feet?
I posted them last week.
I don't see those.
They're there.
They were your feet. They were your shoes. Though.
Still,
you were
it's
wearing...
my hooves are in there. Maybe I will post my own feet. You know what? I don't want to post my own feet. I don't have a pedicure.
So what? So you never get pedicures.
I know. I don't like
them. What are you talking
about? I don't like pedicures. I posted pictures of my... I don't know who I am.
Anyway, you got cute hands and feet. And when I saw this picture of your hands and feet, I went, I guess I don't remember them correctly because you got rank hands and feet.
They're not mine.
Actually, these hands aren't rank.
The hands are fine.
The feet are...
Well, it's that the toes are as long as fingers. That's why I posted that picture.
Those
it's the funniest damn picture of toes. Uh-huh. And now you guys are saying there's warts and stuff.
Well, what's on that finger toe?
I don't know. Just
what
like
is
a
that?
Little rub mark
That's
or something.
What
I don't
asked.
Know what the hell it is. They're not my feet. How am I supposed
Those
to know what they are?
Those feet should have like rings on them. That would make them look
cool. Oh, yeah. Actually, that'd be really cute. A toe ring.
Anyway.
How'd you get a toe ring?
All right.
So we should listen to the Johnny Mosley.
Yes.
Let's,
in fact, he's the sponsor for the 7 o'clock
right.
Celebrity
Thanks,
Trash.
Johnny.
Turns out I don't know you as well as I thought.
Oh,
I
my
did.
God. You know me better than I know myself. Hey, you guys, tonight on Jimmy Fallon, the Jonas Brothers are going to be performing.
Oh.
And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers December 12th at the Oakland Arena. We have tickets all week, and Jane has another pair coming up at 4 o'clock. She's doing them all week. I'm a sucker for you.
I wonder what they're going to call that, because Oakland Arena, you mean Oracle, right?
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going
to... Oh.
Because Oracle just took over the baseball park here in town.
Here, but isn't the Coliseum now called the Ring Coliseum?
Ring Coliseum?
Does that sound right, Vinny?
As in the Nest Ring doorbell?
Yeah.
Well,
no?
Today...
Like last week,
Oh, no, Ring is for the football. Ring is going to be for football, but what I'm saying is the arena...
Yeah.
Where Oracle Arena...
Yeah.
The last game is, no matter what, the last game's tomorrow night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whether we win and go to Toronto to continue or
Is
lose,
it absolutely going to be renamed?
I don't... That's my question.
Will it just stay
as
Oracle?
As you just said, you know, the Oakland Arena, I thought, oh, right.
He said the arena.
Why would Oracle continue to sponsor something where there's no team?
Right. Yeah, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
Yeah. So that's not being coming the ring.
Okay.
That's in transition, clearly. Yeah. I mean, it's going to have to be.
Right.
Because the last game is tomorrow night.
What's the A stadium called?
Oakland Coliseum. Naming rights sold to Ring Central
there you go.
For
so
a
Ring
million
Coliseum.
For $1 million.
Only $1
million?
For
oh.
one
I know, season.
That's what I thought.
Damn.
Yeah.
Boy, A's. I'm so sorry.
As the well, it's really about I think the Raiders.
Mm. Are they doing one more season here? Or is
one more.
Oh boy.
And I think they just got that television show Hard Knocks, which means
oh right, that HBO show.
We're gonna all get to look in on the chaos that is. Yikes.
Great. Billy Ray Cyrus did a concert. Last night or the night before, I think it was like a country music awards.
Oh, that just
thing,
happened. Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
So he's out there and he breaks into this song.
Yeah.
And then he brings out Lil Nas X. And then he brings out Keith Urban randomly. And Keith played on it too and did a verse.
How fun.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, congratulations, Lil Nas X. I don't know how many weeks this is straight. It didn't debut at number one, did it? Because it's saying 14 weeks on the charts, but it's been number one for weeks now. Maybe 10th week?
Yeah, I can look that up. Let me see.
This is just a crazy story. It's been a crazy story all along, and it just got a little bit crazier. So, Hunter Biden is the surviving son of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When Joe Biden's son...
Like brain cancer
yes.
or something?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the kid's name, that guy's name, the one who passed away.
The way you said that was weird. So Biden had two kids. One passed away from brain cancer.
Both were married.
Right.
Two married sons. I don't know if he has more kids than that, probably. I don't know. But Bo passes away. Hunter... starts an affair with Bo's widow, and then it breaks up.
We think.
It breaks up his marriage. He divorces his longtime wife, mm-hmm. and he gets with this other woman. Well, they break up, I don't know. What did we hear this a couple months ago? It doesn't feel like that long to me. See when they broke up, because that's important to this story, because Hunter Biden just got married.
It's Haley or Hallie, Hallie.
So Hunter divorced his ex-wife Kathleen in 2017 after 23 years and three kids.
Uh-huh.
Then he, up until very recently, he was with Hallie or Haley, mm-hmm. the widow of his late brother Bo. There were reports in just last month, 2 months ago, in May, that they'd broken up. But nobody knew exactly when they split, but they didn't last forever. And now...
How could they? The whole thing was tainted. He was with his sisters-in-law, right? That's what it is?
Sister-in-law? Right, sister-in-law, sure.
Well, he's married. Again, he married a South African woman. And apparently, guess what? He married this chick in May. May 16th.
Okay, her name's, a month ago?
2 months ago. And like, that was when the split with Haley was first being talked about. Like, right as he's marrying this other chick. So he must, maybe they just had a fling and it ended really quickly. I don't know how long the turnaround is. They were married by an L.A. minister who runs an instant marriage company. So they're saying they don't believe the rest of the family was there. It certainly, this is the first I've seen of it. But it's just so crazy. Like, the timing of the secret wedding is
what? Do you have
so
a picture
bizarre.
Of the
I don't have a picture of the new
wife?
Girl. No.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've never been to Africa, South Africa specifically. But in, I want to say Lethal Weapon 2, there's a South African angle, and there's this hot blonde that's in there. She's South African. Mm-hmm. And forever, if you say a South African lady, I just think immediately of the hot blonde from Lethal Weapon.
I always think about Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah. She's South African.
And I think right. Dave Matthews is South African.
Uh-huh.
But he's not a hot lady.
No, he's not. I'm just trying to think of people I know from South Africa. Anyway, Hunter Biden is apparently married again. Some chick named Melissa. I don't know how this is coming out now or when he actually broke up with the widow of his late brother, but damn, that's a little sloppy.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any pictures of her.
You know.
Well, TMZ is reporting it. Maybe it's all a lie. Who knows?
He loves to love.
Exactly, Vinny.
Here she is.
Oh, you got a picture of Melissa?
Hot chick from Lethal Weapon, too.
I got her here, too.
Rika Van Den Haas. Rika
Van Den Haas. Patsy Kensit.
Oh.
Patsy Kensit. I know that name.
Oh, that's it. Wait.
No, the lady's name that he married is Melissa Cohen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just looking for hot South African chicks. Okay. Why do I know the name Patsy Kensit? I know that name. What's she been in? What does it say?
She's in a bunch of stuff. Hold on.
People are suggesting that Melissa's pregnant.
Rika Van Den Haas is the character's name. Patsy Kensit. It looks like Patsy Kensit was married to someone famous.
Yeah, I totally know that name.
Before you move on.
Okay.
So I did some research, and Old Town Road became number one in April, mid-April, right? But during that time, as it was coming up, it was like number 30-something and then went to number 15.
Uh-huh.
But it was being beat out by this song.
Are Not My Friend.
So we couldn't, you know.
This is a hit.
Yeah, I know.
I like this.
It was at the top forever. Remember that?
I do remember.
Yeah, and that's why. Yeah, so
hard
now,
to forget. Today,
Patsy Kensit was married to Liam Gallagher of...
Of Oasis
fame. And
that's
by the
why
way,
I
that's,
know her, I think.
He's just one of the four men she's been married to.
How fun.
Yikes.
Okay, let's get back on track here just really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Beau Biden.
No. We're done with that story.
Oh.
I want to squeeze one more in. I don't have time to break into this. I just thought that this was really funny because of all the things that should not be happening, HBO have submitted Game of Thrones, the series finale specifically, for a Best Writing Emmys.
Why?
No! No! 6.5 really great seasons of writing.
Mm-hmm. And why this
and
one?
And of all the shows.
Don't be such a hater.
Of all the shows, the last episode was the worst. So, good luck, HBO! But the answer is no. Am I right?
Right.
I think I'm
right. No, I'm with you.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many good episodes. Is it by episode? Is that how you submit?
I guess so. I don't know.
Not like
but, they're, but they're like, no, we feel like we wrapped it all up great. And, oh, my God, no. No. No is the answer. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Do you have a type? I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm dying to know if I have one.
What being pregnant does to your body and more after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock. It's your chance to win a pair of weekend tickets to the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival.
Oh.
I know, it's very exciting. Two weekends of just incredible music coming up in September. Your chance to win weekend tickets coming up at the top of the hour.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. I wanted to remind you that Father's Day is this upcoming Sunday, so you may or may not want to make a plan.
You may want to. It's a little something for Dad.
Stanley Cup final is tonight, which is game 7, so the whole thing comes down to one game, and that's at 5 p.m. tonight, if you're into that. Also, the Warriors play tomorrow night, and one of the big stories that I'm not really going to get into detail about, but it's on the front page of all the papers, is Kevin Durant's injury has now taken him out for a year.
Oh,
so people are like, whose fault? You know, the typical blame game. Whose fault is it? Is it the doc that cleared him?
That doc who was crying, crying.
Even the guy who runs the team was like, just blame me.
Bob Myers?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, sports.
Rough.
That is.
Rough. Mm. But the thing is here's a guy who was about to become a free agent. The speculation was he was leaving the Warriors after this season. Now he's hurt for a year. Injured. Sorry. He's not just hurt. Hurt is, ow. He's out.
Right.
So will he stay with the team to rehab? They certainly have to. I feel like they have an obligation to him, don't you?
Yep.
They wanted him before he got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah,
they wanted him to go out and play.
Isn't he going to become a free agent?
Even if he does, who's going to want the guy with the Achilles? I mean, he's not playing next year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's a trip. It's a real. So that's why it's on the front page of everything, and that's why you may or may not be hearing about it. But yeesh.
And some are saying he'll never be the same.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's an Achilles.
A major injury, eh?
Yeah, it is.
That's a tough one.
Oh,
sorry about it.
Yeah, you are.
No, I hate that Canadian guy. God, get out of
here.
Yeah,
he won't have the spring that he once had, many are saying. But
they were saying they flew
make a
to
full
New York
comeback.
For MRI. It's like, whoa. You
well,
go.
And,
like,
and
I
just,
was thinking, so he's on a private jet going, look at me living not the life. Mm. Oh, I'm on this private jet and
going to get my broken foot worked on.
What I always think of, and maybe I've watched too much football as a kid, but I always think athletes want to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the doc might be like, well, listen, but there's the player going, I got to get out there.
Yeah. Just put me in.
I got to go.
I'm ready to play.
I got to go. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think of. I could be wrong, and there's so much money at stake. I could never put myself in that dude's shoes to be thinking one game or
You could basically canoe in that
my future years of earning,
right?
Yeah.
There's a lot on that decision.
Wow.
So
good luck. I hope he gets better.
I do too.
Trying to be nice here.
So nude pics, we all sort of fooled around with our phones and figured out that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Sending a nude pic is pretty good stuff.
It's racy.
Sure.
Gives you all fluttery. It's flutterbugs inside.
And then, you know, what you realize is if you're not single, that it's just more pictures of your same person, and you're like, well,
I've seen that.
I personally am like, I'll take them all. Keep them coming. But I understand how you are. You're like, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think you just perfectly.
I'm like, write me something sexy. Don't send me a picture of your wiener. I've seen that a million times.
Right.
Constantly. You show it to me anytime I want.
Well, tell them the new thing.
Okay, what's the new thing?
Our boomerang gifts.
Oh, what's a boomerang gift?
You know the boomerang thing that you
where
can...
you're kind of like you jump up and you jump down. You jump
right,
up. Jump
right.
Down. Okay.
That's the new thing. So boomerang boobs, boomerang nudes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. They have that all over.
Like if you're twerking, it's the endless twerk.
Boomerang, an Instagram-owned app, allows you to create mini videos by capturing 10 photos and sticking them together to create a looping GIF. And that's the that's what everybody's up to now. Just so you know.
Let me see an example of that. No. I mean, it doesn't have to be a sexy one.
No, that's what we're talking about, though. The D-pick has been replaced by the D-boomerang.
But I don't understand this boomerang 10-picture capture thing. I don't get that. Is it just like a rotating circle of...
It just repeats over and over again. Here's one.
Yeah, there you go. It's a slight action shot.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's funny.
I never been sent one, but I like it. I didn't know to ask for one, though, until today. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Well, now you know. Ah, ah. Oh, boy, there's some running. Some slow-mo running. That's
so
good.
That's the new thing, okay. If you want to stay in the...
Good to know the new thing, I guess.
Top of what everyone's up to. Sure. Send your husband a boomerang nude later today.
But they don't have to do them.
Oh, my God.
I'll send it to him on Friday. I'll send it to him on Friday.
There you go.
Yeah. Yuzi, you going to do that? You have an ample area for be good solid boomeranging on that
side. John would be why'd you send me that?
What? Look at why would she say does that? The impression now too.
I know you guys have
she's always saying he doesn't talk like that.
And now you guys have talked me into it.
We did. Yeah.
You think he'd say, why'd you send me that?
Yeah.
Why?
He wouldn't be like, let me jump on those.
He'd
huh?
be all that's nice.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That guy needs testosterone.
He's just not a phone type of person. No. He doesn't, like, get the whole thing. So, you know, if we're joking around, you know, it's in his face, that would be more into it than a phone situation. Mm. He's just not into it.
I'm not into phones either, but hot nudity is always good. Weird.
You ever catch him in a moment alone?
No.
No. Hmm.
What do you mean?
I had to use his phone yesterday. What are we doing? I don't know. Probably going to the market or something. I left my phone at home. And I go, hey, let me use your phone to check. We were looking for dog-friendly restaurants because it was so hot the other day to take out. We couldn't go to our house. And so he's like, oh, you're trying to see what I did today? And I go, I don't really care what you did today. Let me use your phone. Let me just look up. Do you have Yelp on your phone? Let me use that. I don't care what you do. No, so I never have. I don't know if he does watch anything or I don't know, Sarah.
You didn't look in his history?
No,
he's got like a Zother folder.
I could care less.
A nothing folder?
I couldn't care less. I could care less. Whatever it is, Ellie, whatever you say, yeah. No, I don't care.
Care less. I don't have the energy to.
Yeah, I don't.
That means you do care.
I know it doesn't because I don't.
It means you do care.
I found the perfect gift. You want to take a look?
Yeah. Oh, let's have a look.
This is how you do it.
This
it doesn't have to be bouncing, is what
this
I mean.
This is the boomerang thing?
I thought everything should be bouncing because that sounds fun, but this isn't bouncing at all.
No, it's just a super nice. Yeah,
it's just a lady stripping her panties off her big
very,
butt.
Very inspiring.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
She got a cute butt.
Kidding?
Yeah.
She's
really
tan.
Nice.
Did you say she's tan?
Yeah.
Oh.
She is tan.
Maybe she has dark skin. It's just her butt. Who can tell?
Researchers at the University of Toronto just finished up a 9-year study. So you figure, the researchers, what
in
would
Toronto,
they spend 9 years on?
On studying raptors.
They found out that people really do have a type they look for.
Okay.
When dating.
Huh. I look for short guys with curly hair. Blue eyes.
Do you have a string of those? In your history?
Not really. I have to say that
because Whitey
all my
was completely different from...
And the only other major boyfriends I had were also looked totally different from them.
But that was high school. Mm. Like, you had high school boyfriends, you went on a run, and then there was Whitey and then John, right? Mm.
No, Whitey was before the run. I met Whitey before the big run.
Oh.
Yeah, I met him right out of college. Actually, I shouldn't even say out of college. I met him after my first year of college. I was, in fact, done with college at that point, but after my 1 year of college. That was when I met him.
The dropout year, like when you moved back home?
That would have been, I guess that would have been 84, 85. And by the end of 86, I was on the big tear.
Nice.
Yeah.
The study didn't look at whether people have a physical type. It was just looking at personalities. So what does that mean? Well, it means your next boyfriend or girlfriend is probably going to have a lot in common with your current one.
Hmm.
All guitar players, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dated a lot of musicians. Tons of them.
But it also means that in the future, dating apps could do an even better job at matching you up with people based on who you've dated in the past.
Hmm.
So the dating app will benefit.
Right.
Which hopefully
benefits
you. Like,
why do they keep
fixing
me up with these ugly dudes?
Because you date an ugly dude. You want more of them.
This study out of the Duke University.
The Duke University?
No, Duke University.
The University for the Study of Dukey.
Being pregnant is so tough on a woman's body, it's like running a daily marathon.
Oh. Mm.
Daily marathon.
Wow. It's hard on you. You really are effed up from it.
Your body is working so hard and needs so many calories, it's like you're an endurance athlete.
Mm.
They found that pregnancy maxes out the body's energy. If it were any tougher, it wouldn't even be physically possible.
Jesus. Those last couple months, I would think to myself, this is a preview of what it's going to be like to be old. Everything hurts. Mm-hmm. Everything is hard to do. There's no comfortable position to be in. It's just exhausting. You're exhausted all the time.
And yet, people still do it.
I know. And so, go in for more.
Right. Well, and I think that part is the part where you just found such stupid love for the first kid. You're like...
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, we can have more of these.
Yeah.
This thing is incredible. I love this thing.
Right.
Let's have another one quick before all this, before we put
love
all this stuff in
up.
Storage. No. It was more like Vinny waited, which is probably the way to do it. You know, leave a few years in between. I was like, I hate babies. Let's get all this out of the way as soon as possible.
Or not have another one.
I don't want to have an only child.
Is that why?
I know a lot of effed up only children. A lot of them. And I loved having brothers and sisters. Loved it.
You did not.
I did.
You
I
do
look back
now.
On some of my very best memories, though, were with my family.
Even you know? Though you picked on them?
Oh, yeah. Of course I picked on them. But it didn't mean I didn't love them. My sister's coming next week.
Oh, is she coming in?
I haven't invited her, but
Invite
I will.
Her.
Sure.
Tina.
The Tina Taco.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
I like her.
You met her at my 50th?
I met her a few times.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tina's fun.
Yeah, she is.
We're going to sew some stuff.
Is she bringing her husband and kids?
No, just her. She's coming out to visit me. Oh.
Just Tina.
Yeah, she's going to visit me. And Debbie and I are in the She Shack now all the time. And
oh, are you guys back together?
Debbie got home last night. I haven't seen her yet.
What?
I know. Well, she didn't get home until last night.
Shirley doesn't run right over and say hello to Laverne?
No, she doesn't. Laverne's sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Laverne would kill Shirley.
Yeah, Laverne would kill Shirley.
For try.
Exactly.
Oh.
No, I've been texting with her this morning like, oh, I missed you. Can
oh.
you see in the shack today? I know, fun.
And did they bring, like, you know, fresh salmon home? Are they making dinner tonight?
Oh,
it's Wednesday.
I haven't heard anything about that. Well, but John and John have a softball game tonight, so I don't know. And oh, her wow. daughter and her daughter's boyfriend are in town, and so I don't know.
They were in town while they were gone?
No, they arrived last night, too. They waited at the airport for their flight to get in and
oh.
all drove home together. It's complicated.
You got a lot going on over there.
Apparently.
At the compound.
You know.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, anyway. The next big clothing trend is stuff you almost have to never wash. You actually see this from companies like Patagonia and others that are trying to create clothing that is odor...
eating.
I don't know if it's odor eating or odor...
suppressing.
Yeah, like there's...
dispelling.
They
right.
do this to the fibers
well,
on
environmentally
purpose.
Environmentally speaking, the less you have to wash something, the better.
Well, that's the story I wanted to do because... So companies have started using new fibers and treatments to make clothes that won't stink even after you wear them for a while, maybe weeks or even months between washes.
Oh.
So for people who hate to do laundry, I guess that's a huge. For the environment, it's really a big deal. Washing machines are responsible for 17% of the water we use in our homes.
Wow.
And a quarter of the carbon footprint of every piece of clothing comes from cleaning it.
Wow.
There's a brand out there making a seaweed fiber t-shirt that says you'll save 800 gallons of water by not having to wash it as often as you wash a regular tea.
Am I going to smell like seaweed, though? That is not a pleasant smell.
No, the ocean can be...
stencherino. Walk down the beach and you catch a whiff of like a pile of rotting seaweed.
Well,
like,
that's for sure bad, yeah. But anyway, that's a new trend that could go well for us.
Yeah.
But you're right. Rotting seaweed is gross. And sea life in general is stinky.
Yeah. Anytime it dies, you never smelt anything as bad as that.
Oh, I mean alive.
Yeah.
When sea lions are swimming...
sea lions do reek.
When they're swimming around in the water, in the lineup around us, you can smell them. Like, woof!
Yeah, they stink.
You just have to wait a second, and they're still underwater, but you can still... I mean, they pop their head up, you're like,
so
you!
So stinky? They're in the water all the time. When we get on the pier, then if the wind changes, and it's like getting hit in the face with a rotten fish.
Right.
It is just awful.
Their diet?
I guess so. Stank.
Yeah.
It's too bad, too, because they're so cute. Like, you kind of want to cuddle with them.
Oh, they look like little puppies.
Oh. They're very noisy. They never stop doing that.
Oh, I know.
I don't know why.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vin, I'm the same way with fruits and vegetables. They already don't last very long, so I sit there and go through 20 different ones before I pick. And strawberries and tomatoes from the garden, nothing like them. Melt in your mouth.
Mm.
Totally. Delicious.
Yeah. I love it. It's like just a small pleasure that I have. I like to walk in my yard and pull something off a tree or a bush and eat it. And I feel like
it's all worth it.
I don't know what that is. That's just I love that feeling that you're eating from your yard. I can't wait. I have a bunch of green tomatoes already. So when they start turning red, I'll start bringing them in.
Yay.
They didn't get scorched in the heat wave.
No, I leave the doors open to the, I can't keep the greenhouse closed. It's so hot. Just being in there, you immediately break a sweat.
I have two daughters 20 months apart. Oldest daughter is a writer. Our youngest daughter is a sheriff's deputy. Hold on to your hat, Vin.
It's such a privilege to see what becomes of your kids, unless they really fail you. I'm sorry for the people whose children have failed them.
The youngest right now loves eating so much that it makes me think of you, her mom, like the way she can be like all, and you're like,
give me my food.
And if you put, I chopped up a little bit of a meatball and threw it on her little plate, big smile, goes from to
it's delicious,
making all those happy noises.
She eats meat. Your daughter will not touch, your other daughter won't touch meat.
Wouldn't, no.
Will she eat a meatball now?
No.
Oh boy.
No.
Will she eat a hamburger?
Depends. Depends. So her mom had her talked into it because of her levels being too low. Mm-hmm. Like that was the way she talked her into the iron levels are too low, honey. You have to eat this. I need you to eat this to get you healthy. So there was a period there where she was
making an effort for mom and for her iron
understanding levels. Her iron levels were low and that this could cause,
Mm-hmm. Right? So. You want to be strong. You want to grow up big and strong.
But no, she's not into it. And the other one is just so happy.
Give me all the food.
So happy.
God, food is so good.
You see people who love it and you go, God, it's almost like my Willa used to just love to eat so much. Mm-hmm. I can see why people overfeed their dogs.
Because it just makes them so
They're
happy.
They're so happy. They're like, oh,
thank you.
Right. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the text, Sarah? Or in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to do some music stuff. I've kind of grouped it all together, but I don't know if you know this about me. I just love cover songs where they really go and make it their own. And there's an interesting band that I've known about for a while, and they...
I love cover songs, too.
Yeah, I love when they just make them.
I want it. I got it.
Nah, that's a good... best cover. But I didn't do a reinterpretation of it. You know what I mean? These are... You'll see after this.
You got it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.